Hi, Sydney. My name is Dr. Benjamin Robinson. I'm an alumni of St. George's University School of Medicine, and I am also the Assistant Director of Admissions for Canada.
Wonderful. Could you tell us a bit about St. George's University and the program you represent?
Sure. The school's been around for 40 years. It actually is a terrific opportunity. There's a med school, a vet school, there's public health, all kinds of different areas and programs. More specifically, the nice thing about it is that with us being around for 40 years, we've placed over 14,000 doctors into medicine. We have over 17,000 graduates overall from our school and various programs. For Canadians, we actually have over 1,200 Canadian graduates and over 700 Canadian students currently enrolled at our university.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So what is the most, what does it mean by being the most active student community?
Our community is actually very involved. We do the first 2 years down in Grenada. Then we do the second 2 years back in the U.S. or Canada. We actually have rotations available here at Vancouver
okay.
General Hospital.
Wow.
So it actually gives a great opportunity for students no matter where they're at. In Grenada, we do a program called One World, One Health, where we bring med students, vet students, and public health students to actually do outreach into the community, starting as early as their first semester that they're actually there. So it really gives a great opportunity for them to be student leaders and community event motivators.
Right, from the very beginning,
yes.
Essentially. So tell us about your scholarship opportunity advantages.
One of the great things about St. George's is that we have various scholarships. Some of them are international peace scholarships. There's various programs as well. One of the best ones we have is the Chancellors of Legacy Scholarship for Excellence. That scholarship can be up to $80,000 U.S. for the for it to be done over the 4 years that you're actually down in Grenada or throughout your whole medical school program.
Wow. So that's, yeah.
Very enticing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So tell us what the advantages are of pursuing a medical career in Grenada.
Well, the big thing is that what I really want to tell anyone out there, especially parents of kids or students themselves, is that if you've been dreaming about being a doctor for your whole life and you've been doing everything that you need to do, there's always someone in your life that tells you you can't do it, whether it be an admissions board or your Aunt Sally
Very
or something
true,
like that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if that's still what your dream is, that St. George's gives you an opportunity to do what your dreams are. And you can do that the St. George's way and really go beyond. It gives a great opportunity to come back and practice here in North America without a problem. Our doctors, because there's over 14,000 graduates, we actually really do play well within the community. They're in every province, all throughout the U.S., and over 50 countries in the world.
Wow. That's incredible. And can you tell us a little bit about being in Grenada and the advantages of being at that school?
Sure. The campus itself is an over $300 million purpose-built campus, and it's an amazing facility. There's med school, vet school, public health. There's housing for kids live on campus, so it's safe for them. It's a beautiful, it's an amazing island. The people of Grenada are some of the best people in the world. They're welcoming. They're excited to hear about the students' adventures and that. I myself, as an alumni of the school, I graduated 20 years ago. So it's quite exciting, actually, for me every time I get to go back because I actually
exactly.
get to see the developments
and
how
and
things have changed.
And
the progress, yeah. And the excitement because kids come in and they really do see for the first time that someone believes them. They learn how to adapt, adjust, overcome, and do everything it takes to become a doctor.
While having that experience of being abroad,
exactly.
Which is an invaluable one that you
yeah.
can't really
and
get
that's,
by doing
And that's the nice thing about it, because you have so many, there's students from over 100 different countries that are on campus. It's kind of like a little mini United Nations.
And yeah, exactly.
And what I actually find, though, is actually for Canadians, your country here is just so involved. I'm from the U.S. I'm from Chicago. So all things considered about things going on in the U.S. right now,
yeah.
Your country is so integrated for people from all around the world and different countries and backgrounds and everything else. And for most Canadians who actually go down there, they actually find that it's actually kind of like being at home.
So it's like you have that sense of familiarity.
Yep. There's a familiarity of having that diverse network of people that are there. But you also get a chance to expand and grow because you actually get to see how people are and get to hear their experience of how medicine is practiced in their home countries.
Exactly. And would you say that people make really good connections by
they
being
do.
Abroad?
Some of them are lifelong connections. We have one opportunity for a program. We have do selectives in other countries that between their first and second year, they can actually see what medicine's like in Thailand, in Czech Republic, flying doctors in Kenya. They can even do their first year in a mirrored program in the UK. And that program has mostly Canadians out of the small cohort that's there.
Oh, wow.
It really gives an advantage because the student-faculty ratio breaks down to 8-1 overall for students.
Holy smokes. So is there anything else you would like to say to get people to come out to St. George's University?
Well, more importantly, I'd rather people come out today if they're near the campus
yeah.
to come out and experience the Recruiting Canada. This is an amazing event. They're here today. They'll also be down tomorrow at the Pan Pacific Hotel. And okay. So if you can't make it out to campus because a little distance for you, go there. And it's for parents, too, and for kids, you know, high school kids all the way through tomorrow. But for us, we actually have an information session tonight.
Right. And what time would that be?
It'd be 7 p.m. It's at the Sutton Place Hotel on Burrard.
Okay.
So it gets, you're going to come there, find out about the med school, our vet school, public health, and see if it's the right fit for you, because not every place is the right place for every student.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Benjamin.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate it. That was Benjamin from St. George's University. And what website could they go to?
They can
to
go
learn
to www.sgu.edu. S in St., G is in George, U is in university.edu.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more interviews here on CITR 101.9 FM.